This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Yeah, for sure. Why not? Might as well.
You have second thoughts about escalating the war?
I have second thoughts about everything.
Are you going to declare a national emergency on China?
Well, I have the right to. If I want, I could declare a national emergency. I think when they steal and take out and intellectual property theft, anywhere from $300 billion to $500 billion a year, and when we have a total loss of almost $1 trillion a year, for many years this has been going on. In many ways, it's an emergency. I have no plan right now. Actually, we're getting along very well with China right now. We're talking. I think they want to make a deal much more than I do. I'm getting a lot of money in tariffs. It's coming in by the billions. We never got 10 cents from China. So we'll see what happens, but we are talking to China very seriously.
This problem 20 years ago, 25 years ago on air. I had plenty to cover, but my head wasn't spinning at the start of each broadcast like it is right now. Where to start? Where to begin? I think the biggest thing we're looking at right now is just the abject absurdity. Really, the word is absurd. That the corporate media in this country and around the world is openly siding against capitalism and against our own nations and against our president and with the communist Chinese, and to add insult to injury, are running around trying to dynamite our economy publicly and admitting they are and saying that they're doing it to punish us for supporting Trump. That's called economic terrorism. So I was trying to come up with a headline just minutes ago as we were going live. We always put an article out that has the live audio and video feed in it that kind of states what the main focus, kind of like Drudge will have a big banner headline about what he thinks is most important. I usually agree with you, folks like Drudge. But if you just pull back from all of this, how do you come up with a headline strong enough? Economic terrorism. Exclamation point. MSM sides with China against America at G7. But then that's not even strong enough, because then they're also running around trying to plunge the economy while they're doing that. Siding with a foreign power, most authoritarian country in world history, doubling the highest kill rates of anybody else. At least double. Tripling or quadrupling or what Hitler killed. Doubling what all the other Soviets killed. Conservatively. It's not debated. The Chi-Coms admit it. They call the 80 million killed under Mao a mistake. Oh, we went a little too far. Most of them just innocent farmers. There was a big dream. David Rockefeller was working with Mao on it. Wrote articles in the New York Times bragging how he helped put Mao Zedong in power. So I just sit back and I see all the stacks of news bashing Christians, bashing conservatives, bashing veterans, bashing capitalism, bashing America, bashing Jesus Christ. And it's really all just par for the course, isn't it? It's really all it is. Because you got all these corporate interests allied with China that thought they had America, that thought we were captured. Now we're coming back from the dead, and they're crapping all over themselves. That's why it's hard for me to criticize Trump, even though he's got some big problems. Because he's for real. And his enemies are real. And they're your enemies. They're my enemies. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I love watching Dave and Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globe, let's not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globals rough their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of Crush the Globalist. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And despite all the globalists' best actions, we are still on air in defiance to their tyranny. It is Monday, August 26, 2019. Our very existence is an outrage to tyrants and criminals and child molesters everywhere. We believe in a pro-human future. But I've got a whole flotilla of mainstream news saying the human era is over. Well, the very same globalists, the CFR, said that the Chinese century, the communist century was here. That America was done, but not so fast, my friends. Okay. Here's the big takeaway. And Trump's out there saying the truth, telling it like it is. It's treason, but it's more than that. It's economic terrorism. We have the entire corporate media and their cheerleaders in late-night so-called comedy that poses newsmen, from Stephen Colbert to Bill Maher, running around foaming at the mouth, saying, we're going into recession. It's all over. Run for the hills. Slit your wrist and jump off a cliff. The bubble's too big. Look at the size of that thing. And then you pull back and really assess what's going on. And then you see MSM, the fake news, the enemy of the people at the G7 in France, openly siding with all these foreign governments and the Chi-Coms and Iran against the United States. So they're not just cheerleading and running around creating hysteria to try to crash the stock market. That's economic terrorism. They're doing it with a foreign government and a combine of corporations in coordination. That's called economic warfare. So they're using economic terrorism for foreign powers in economic warfare. That's not hyperbole. That is the definition. Then they've got political terrorism going on, saying that if you don't vote Democrat and if you don't vote Trump out, we're going to bully you. We're going to physically attack you. We're not going to let you sit in a restaurant. We're not going to let you drive down the street. We're going to key your car. We're going to fire you from your job. We're going to hit you in the head with a bike lock. And the rhetoric is only getting more insane. So Trump has come out and tweeted about this. He's talked about this. And then Real Clear Politics and others ask, well, can the mainstream media crash the economy? Well, they're sure as hell trying. Now let's explain something. It's true that we're on top of bubble. Our bubble is about one-tenth, depending on the angles you look at, that of the Chi-Coms. The Chi-Coms totally rigged their economy. They totally devalued their currency. 10 times worse than us, like Mexico did back in the 1980s. And then you know what happened to the peso? It's about at a Mexican level of devaluation. It's not as bad as Zimbabwe or the Germans with Myra Republic. It's about what the Mexicans did. Now, the difference is the Mexicans didn't have a giant military and 1.5 billion people and didn't own our debt and didn't own Hollywood. If you don't believe that, just look up. China now owns a controlling interest in all the big six production companies. And they and of course, the Mexicans weren't waging an open war with us, and they weren't anti-Western, because there's a Spanish ethos that's European in Mexico. But when you have China, you have the formidable power that's the biggest mass murderer in history. But because they have a devalued currency, they're very weak. But they still have all this military prowess, and we're dependent on all their slave goods. But as soon as Trump calls that card, as soon as he calls that bluff, as soon as he exposes that the emperor's not wearing any clothes, as soon as he calls them out, it's over. And he's doing it. We hold all the cards, as President Trump has said over and over again. And it's true. Except we have a dumbed-down, decadent, snot-nosed population, at least 30% in the studies, the real numbers. 30% are foaming at the mouth, Democrat crazies. Another 35, 40% aren't politically involved and are just kind of in la-la land. And you got another 30% fighting for our lives and winning. But I want everybody just to pull back. If you're a radio listener, especially, while I'm talking, they're putting up The Economist, Omar the Rothschilds. They're putting up The New York Times, The Wall Street Journal, talking about how America sucks and it's all over for us and how we need to totally not invest in America and invest in China. And that same thing comes out of the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, and all these globalist publications. And it's not true. China has tens of thousands of riots a year. China is oppressing its people. China doesn't have any raw resources inside their country. China is trying to expand and is surrounded by enemies, India and South Korea and Japan, who aren't going to put up with their crap. Philippines is going to put up with it. And so China is trying to be expansionist because their empire is failing, just like the Japanese, this is all a repeat of the beginning of World War II, was expanding because they had a bunch of hubris and wanted to dominate, but they didn't have the resources. China has been given the resources. They've been given a global monopoly on the extraction of rare earth minerals by global corporate boards, the WTO. They have been spoon-fed. They have been built up. They have been developed as the supposed champion of the world. And they're not. They are a paper dragon. They have a lot of really great, hardworking people that are enslaved by it. But you look at the Taiwanese and the folks in Hong Kong, beautiful, smart, informed, dynamic people amongst the per capita most successful people in the world when they're turned loose and given some basic freedom. You look at the demeanor of the people on the mainland versus the demeanor of the people in Hong Kong or Taiwan, it's night and day. And so their grandparents and parents were run out of China by a dictator, by a murdering red terror that took over in 1949, that then killed 115 million mainland Chinese. You better believe they've got a reason to be standing up and tearing down surveillance light bulbs and fighting the police and taking over government buildings effectively, because they're passing laws to secretly arrest them and to get rid of their representative republic. And I see some of the establishment lefties commenting on Infowars.com and Newswars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. They're saying, oh, Jones claims he's anti-war, but look, he's backing regime change in Hong Kong. I'm not backing regime change. The Chi-Coms are overthrowing the government and the system and have already put their government in that's now dissolving the freedoms those people fought for. And I won't stand here and watch another 7 million people turned over to the Chi-Coms to be rendered down and robbed. And God bless our president for running a pincer attack against the Chi-Coms, because they started all this South China Sea and taking over all these islands and attacking Vietnam and all this crap. show. The Indians have been turned loose to take back 20% of their country that the Pakistan and the Chi-Coms are taking over. That's theirs. The Chi-Coms made them pass laws along with the UN that Hindus can't immigrate back to where they were run out of by the Muslims. Imagine that. They had a UN agreement that Indians that were indigenous basically had to leave and couldn't come back. So Trump's turned Modi loose. And now he's turning Hong Kong and Taiwan loose and selling weapons to Taiwan and selling weapons to Japan and weapons to South Korea and telling the Chi-Coms and the CFR and the globalists that thought the American century was over that you miscalculated and that's not happening. So in response, the traitorous global media, foreign owned, Chi-Com owned, is flooding in, trying to cause race wars, death, destruction, imploding our economy. And everyone remember that the people that sided with this are openly working with foreign enemies. CNN now says Trump has killed more people than Hitler and Stalin. That is the moon is made of green cheese level lie. We'll cover it when we come back.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state. Until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Broadcasting worldwide on this Monday edition of the transmission. Now, we played this clip yesterday on the Sunday transmission, but I'm going to play it again right now because it illustrates everything insane that we're dealing with. And then if you think that this is an insane clip, we're going to play an even bigger lie, because I was sitting back yesterday thinking, is this the biggest lie CNN has ever told? Yes, it probably is, but it's only rivaled by one other lie that the same show told Brian Stelter last year. And that was that ratings don't matter. So we're going to be playing that secondarily, but listen to this. It's on Infowars.com. It's on NewsWars.com. Wow. CNN guest says Trump murdered many more millions of people than Hitler, Stalin, and Mao. He had a truly insane lying guest on, psychiatrist Alan Francis. And he said Hitler has, you know, not even as bad as Trump, not other dictators throughout history. Trump may have killed more. Now, Trump is trying to pull us out of Afghanistan. He's pulled us out of Syria. He's trying to pull troops back to the U.S. He's trying to increase their pay, which he has. He's trying to end the 70-year, almost 70-year conflict with North Korea. I mean, he's done a way better job than Barack Obama or anybody for 50 years has done, trying to de-escalate things. So for this statement to be made, it is a total inversion of reality. But we've been asking, how much worse is the rhetoric going to get, that he's a Nazi, that he's killing kids at the border? None of that's true. They're drinking out of toilets. He says all Mexicans are criminals. Never said any of that. And so now the new whopper, you know, it's a talking point. So they've already been saying Trump's a dictator. No, it's Hillary that ignored the primaries when Bernie was winning. It's the superdelegates that did that. If she would have won, she would have gotten there by dictatorial aims. So again, they continue to project what they are on to everyone else. So let's go ahead and go to that clip.
Well, I think that medicalizing politics has three very dire consequences. The first is that it stigmatizes the mentally ill. I've known thousands of patients. Almost all of them have been well-behaved, well-mannered, good people. Trump is none of these. Lumping the mentally ill with Trump is a terrible insult to the mentally ill, and they have enough problems and stigma as it is. The second issue is that calling Trump crazy hides the fact that we're crazy for having elected him, and even crazier for allowing his crazy policies to persist. Trump is as destructive a person in this century as Hitler, Stalin, and Mao were in the last century. He may be responsible for many more million deaths than they were. He needs to be contained, but he needs to be contained by attacking his policies, not his person.
So they tried to get a psychiatrist on, a leftist, to violate their own policies, their own rules. They can be removed by the medical board from their quack position if they engage in diagnosing from afar without at least three consultations, testing, and meetings. And, of course, that is the Goldwater rule. But instead, he just veered off and said, no. This individual, ladies and gentlemen, is worse than mass murdering dictators. In fact, he's killed more people. That's quite a whopper. But I've got one even bigger. Jimmy Dore, who's a liberal but really smart guy, and if more leftists were like that guy, they might actually get people elected. He made some great points, the comedian did. He's also spit on me before in public, but that's okay. Here's Jimmy Dore pointing out that Brian Stelter is the biggest fraud the planet's ever seen. This was Brian Stelter's show, where this was just being said that Trump has killed more people than Hitler and Stalin. Here it is.
Hang on, I want to show you this. So this guy's talking with Ted Koppel, and Ted Koppel tells him, because they all try to pretend they hate Trump, but, you know, they love Trump because he gives them a lot more money, and they all make it. And remember the comedian at the correspondence dinner said, you guys should give him some of your money that you're making off of him, because Trump doesn't have any money. He's broke. Remember when she said that? So Ted Koppel's going to say that to Brian Stelter. By the way, he hosts that show Reliable Sources, in case you didn't know who that was. And so here is, let's watch this.
Money, money, money. Donald Trump has been very, very good for baseball. He has been wonderful for the industry. Your boss acknowledged as much a number of months ago during the campaign.
Les Moonves.
Donald Trump, huh?
It was Les Moonves who acknowledged
it. Les Moonves also acknowledged it, but so did the head of CNN.
But that means what?
That
if ratings are up, that means what?
If ratings are up, Brian Stelter is about to get educated on how media works. Here we go.
Oh, the ratings are up. It means you can't do without Donald Trump. You would be lost without Donald Trump.
Well, that is what he said.
Hold on,
you know that's not true.
CNN.
What? Reliable sources just told you.
There you go.
CNN would be in the toilet without Donald Trump.
Here we go. Watch him play dumb.
Not true. You're playing for laughs. You've lived through enough presidencies to know.
Hold on a
there
second,
will be more
Brian.
Presidents.
What were the ratings before Trump, and what are the ratings now?
I would say we might be up 20. We might be up 30%. We might be up 40%.
We might be up 30, 40, 50. I don't know. I don't know. Specifics aren't important to me. I'm a journalist.
The numbers I don't know about that are higher.
Maybe 40, 50, 60. It doesn't matter. It's a media company. We don't care about money.
If we go back down 40%, that's okay, too.
Can pause real quick. Look at how officious he is, how into himself, how self-satisfied. And Brian Stelter tries to act like he's this big, powerful man. He puts on this fake demeanor. I mean, say one about Ted Koppel. He's got a lot of presence. Brian Stelter is no Ted Koppel. It's pathetic. But again, he's the little media analyst from the New York Times. All these know-it-alls. You ever seen that particular New York Times reporter? I forget her name. When she was on Joe Rogan last year, and Joe just starts asking her questions when she calls one of the Democrat candidates a toady of Assad, and then he just, well, what's a toady? Well, I don't know what that word means. These people are, again, paper tigers, paper dragons, allies of the Chi-Coms. We'll break more of that down and hit a ton of other critical news. Too much to tell you right now on the other side. Whatever you do, spread the links. Newswars.com, Infowars.com.
Thomas Jefferson predicted over 240 years ago that when our republic was in trouble in the future, it'd be the farmers that were close to the ground, close to reality, who actually worked for a living that would end up saving the nation. And today, the communist Chinese have banned all U.S. farming goods a week ago. And we've seen massive increases in polls, support for the president, and what he's doing in this trade war once China put pressure on our farmers. That's beautiful. Americans aren't going to be bullied, and we aren't going to back down. So to the Joaquin Cruises and the Hillary Clintons of the world that want to intimidate people and tell us to back down, we're never going to give up. And all you've done is awaken the human spirit. And the human spirit lives at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And I'm asking listeners, whatever you do, spread those links, because we are the light in the dark of the night. We are the resistance. We are 1776 worldwide.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
protesters wave the American flag in their marches.
Why are y'all holding the American flag today for this protest?
It's because the American flag represents freedom, democracy, and liberty. And we wish to raise the awareness from the American people. And we wish the U.S. Congress can pass the Hong Kong Human Rights and Democracy Act as soon as possible.
Saturday's protests in Hong Kong was about standing against Chi-Com facial recognition and the social credit score system. And they use the Pepe the Frog meme as a symbol of freedom.
What does Pepe the Frog mean to your movement?
Actually, we think that it is a kind of sticker that well known and it is easily to spread for people to know more about what this protest meaning and what is what we are doing now.
Have you heard?
I noticed in the recent days, but I think that the creator of the PIP has come out and speak for us that we are not representing the left society, but represent the Hong Kong people.
Yeah, and freedom, I would say, too. It's almost the exact opposite. Thank you for talking to me. Do you have anything else you'd like to say to our audience in America and the world?
Hong Kong people never give up. Never give up.
After the march officially ended, police in riot gear began clearing the streets, and many Hong Kongers stayed to provoke them.
Some of the dramatic footage that's posted on NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com. It's not really for radio, but I wanted to play a few minutes of this because it just shows the dramatic fight for people that don't want to be taken over by the communist Chinese and have their elected government removed by them and have laws passed where they can be extradited. Coming up next segment, I'm going to get into a really important story dealing with another false flag that's been committed in this country, and that's an admitted false flag. Now, they're not denying that this is a false flag. They're not denying that this has been done, though they're trying to keep it under wraps like Jussie Smollett. And in this whole culture of victimization, people are more and more and more obsessed with playing the part of victims. And it's the basic breakdown of society. But I wanted to get to some really important reports that illustrate what we were talking about earlier. And that's the clip we're going to go to in a moment. That's clip number 7. Trump uses G7 to take care of business, a John Bowne report, because that ties into what I was detailing earlier. And that deals with the fact that our media is not our media. It's owned by multinational corporations, the Chi-Coms, a consortium of very ruthless corporations that see their fellow humans as unconscious animals that are being rendered down and removed and made obsolete. Here's a headline out of NBC News Today. Cyborgs will replace humans and remake the world. That's what they're saying everywhere. That's the message. Lay down. Give up. Die. It's all over. And a lot of folks are receiving that message, at least subconsciously, and deciding to do just that. Now, continuing here, it's not just that the media is siding against the U.S. with the Chi-Coms. They're openly cheerleading again to plunge the U.S. economy. So here's that report. Trump uses G7 to take care of business, and our own media says that he's doing a bad job, that he's going to kill the economy, that everything's falling apart. It just shows how much our basic instinct to defend our country, especially when we have a president that's clearly working in our interest against authoritarian groups that have used us, the fact that we won't even fight against that, a large portion of us won't fight against that, really shows that we've had our basic instincts turned off.
They met in Bajards, France, an ancient southwestern French Basque whaling town just 22 miles across the Bay of Biscay from Spain. Or at least that's what the massively unpopular French President Emmanuel Macron was diligently distracting the world leaders with at the beginning of the G7 while his police swept the quiet coastline for mines. Macron didn't want to mention his 32% approval rating or the G7 protests within miles of the summit. No mention of the now 11 months of yellow vest protests that have turned the country upside down. But that didn't stop Russian President Putin from reminding Macron.
The events linked to the so-called yellow vests, during which, according to our calculations, 11 people were killed and 2,500 injured, including 2,000 police officers. We wouldn't want such events to take place in the Russian capital, and we'll do all we can to ensure our domestic political situation evolves strictly in the framework of the law.
Macron said the comparison with France was inaccurate.
And as Macron blathered on about his own vulgar incompetence, back at the adult table, President Trump and English Prime Minister Boris Johnson talked about the future of Brexit.
How fast do you think you'll be able to make a trade deal?
Pretty quickly.
We don't anticipate any problems. Before we were sort of stymied, well, I was stymied by the other side because nothing got done on the other side, as you've seen from Brexit. This is a different person, and this is a person that's going to be a great prime minister, in my opinion. Boris, it's only my opinion.
No, look, I'm not going to discourage you.
I have memories of American trade negotiations in the past that have formidable respect for U.S. trade negotiations.
And then President Trump unleashed the undeniable truth of China's economic stranglehold on the United States and drew a line in the sand.
You have second thoughts about escalating the war?
I have second thoughts about everything.
Are you going to declare a national emergency on China?
Well, I have the right to. If I want, I could declare a national emergency. I think when they steal and take out and intellectual property theft, anywhere from $300 billion to $500 billion a year, and when we have a total loss of almost $1 trillion a year, for many years this has been going on.
So thank you very much. We've been working on a deal with Japan for a long time. It involves agricultural and it involves e-commerce and many other things. It's a very big transaction and we've agreed in principle. It's billions and billions of dollars. Tremendous for the farmers.
Quite frankly, around the table, there's a lot of people wanting to make trade deals with each other, and we have a deal that we were able to negotiate that's good for our workers, good for our citizens, good for the middle class.
Macron proved he could be a good host and pointed the coast of Spain for all of his guests. But more importantly, Macron solidified his utter failure as a global leader and a historically detested president of France. John Bound reporting.
Now, there are many other very important, informative reports on NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com, just like that one. So many by Millie Weaver and by Harrison Smith and people like Caitlin Bennett and Paul Joseph Watson that it does, again, boggle the mind. And when you go out and you get those clips and you email those and you text message those and you hand share those, that's how you change the world. That's how you override the censors and big tech and all the things they're doing. We're very, very close to action against big tech. I've got some news on that next hour. Also, Count Dankula from Scotland, very interesting fella. He's going to be in studio as well to get into some stuff that, well, you're going to have to hear it from him. It's so over the top. Stay with us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
About getting put in prison or getting killed. The truth is, no, I'm not. I've had 4 children, and I love them more than life. And at certain levels, I'm guilty that I had them. But I have an instinct to have children, and I love my children. And so, I'm on a suicide mission. Suicide mission doesn't mean you want to die. Just means there's a 50% chance you're going to die on the mission. It's a real pleasure and an honor to be here and to be up against these evil people to defend innocence, because that's my instinct. That's not what a hero does. That's what somebody does who's got their instincts lined up and who is dialed in. That's what a man does. That's what a woman does. That's what a free person does who's dialed in to God. Now, I get frustrated because I'm so on fire to fight these people that I'm angry at myself actually every minute that I'm not doing a good enough job. And I think about that mindset versus people that don't give a damn and who aren't alive, and it upsets me. But this audience and this crew are amazing, and you do care. And so that's why I salute you, and I always thank you. But I know this about other people that care. They're always over-planning things. They're always trying to get it just right. And when we don't do things just right, we get really mad at ourselves because we feel like a lot of people are counting on us. But remember, sociopaths and psychopaths and mercenaries and control freaks, they have very little or no emotion. All they have is a feeling of power and triumph. They're very one-dimensional, very, very shallow. Even if they have a high IQ, they're spiritually and emotionally deaf, dumb, and blind. And so we need to stop over-worrying how we've got to carry things out perfectly. And we've just got to swing for the fences and do the best job we can. I was thinking about this last night when I first heard about it, and then this morning when I was exercising, like 8:30 in the morning, I was watching Fox News, and we're going to play a clip of that right now. I was able to call the office, and they actually grabbed the very clip I was watching. When I heard this last week, I thought, I bet that's a false flag. Because the way they were acting, and there was something strange about it, and the way the press conferences were, and then the way it totally disappeared, and just the way the 911 and radio tape sounded. It just, the guy sounded too rehearsed. It sounded too calm. And then they tried to sweep it under the rug, but it didn't work. So I'm going to give this clip in a moment of the latest false flag that's been exposed, but it made me think of the hundreds and hundreds of admitted false flags that Breitbart.com has done the best job of, writing articles and compilations about over 100 confirmed staged events a year in the U.S. alone. I mean, people really don't go draw the N-word at the Air Force Academy all over the vending machines. People don't do that at West Point. No one's doing that at the Naval Academy, but all of them have it happen. Because the leftist professors tell people to do it to create a culture where the left can take over. People are trying to get perfect scores at the Air Force Academy and at West Point and all these other systems. They are not trying to run around drawing N-words and poop swastikas and one-foot-tall crosses and churches being burned and synagogues being attacked. 99% of the time, it's a staged event. Remember when Trump was first getting into office, he had to do a special State of the Union. They were saying he was anti-Semitic because he said, well, I'm hearing from investigators in New Jersey that it's a leftist attacking the synagogues and knocking over the gravestones at Jewish cemeteries. And it was a big crisis. He's anti-Semitic. He says there's not anti-Semitism. Turned out it was a leftist Jew doing it to blame Trump. So I almost want to make a documentary, but I never had the time and energy or the crew to do it. But just about all the little false flags. I mean, I was in Lucy's Chicken this year because my wife wanted some oysters. And they walked by my table three times saying they're going to kill me and I need to eat crap and all this stuff, trying to make me blow up. The second time, I call the manager over. They catch him again. They go, tell him don't do it again. They're waiting for me outside the door. This is an outside eating area. They got the seats right where I'd come out, videotaping when I walk out. I pull my camera, I start taping. It's on national news, and I just walk over to tables and start screaming at people. No, they're saying, we're going to kill you. Eat crap. We hate you. We're going to get you. I finally just said, well, come on then. But again, the statesman went over there and found out it was fake. That indeed, the manager said, no, they messed with him three times. We caught him the second and third time. We kicked them out. It's not about me. The left at the lowest levels now are a pack of lying scum who will set you up. Their religion is false flag. And Antifa in Ohio and Antifa in Texas, both of them were Antifa. They covered up the guy's page in Texas. Antifa is now going to stage terror attacks to blame us, period. And Trump needs to cover it and talk about it. So here's the latest. This sheriff's cadet, who just become a sheriff's deputy, he's in trouble. He's about to get kicked off the force. So he claims he's been shot by a sniper. And then I guess he just pokes a little knife hole in himself. Like people think that's a bullet hole. No, son, that's a millimeter deep. That's not a rifle hole. That'd be right through you, you jackass. But that shows who they're recruiting and hiring in police forces in some areas. So most of this is made up, folks, and now they want to sweep it under the rug. Here's the Fox News report on L.A. sheriff deputy, completely fabricated sniper story, has been fired, authorities say. Here it is.
Taking shot from the north of the Lancaster helipad. See him hitting the right shoulder. They might have got there, but from the apartment complex to the north.
Authorities saying the Los Angeles County deputy in that frantic radio call lied about the whole thing. Last week, the 21-year-old claimed he was shot by a sniper while walking to his car, prompting a huge police response. He now faces a criminal investigation. William Lajeunesse is live in Los Angeles with the latest. William?
Well, Sandra, you remember the shooting happened last Wednesday around 3 in the afternoon, and only on Saturday night did the sheriff's department admit this entire story was a hoax, and now that ex-deputy is in big trouble.
The investigation is ongoing, and a criminal investigation has been launched. We intend on relieving Deputy Angel Reynoso of his duties.
So all last week, the department acted as if this massive manhunt was still underway, when in fact, detectives working the case suspected this was a lie about 6 hours after it happened. Why? One, you had a crowded parking lot, but not a single witness. Reynoso claimed two shots were fired, but detectives found no bullets, no casings, no ricochets. No one heard in the apartment complex or anywhere else a shot. Reynoso admitted on Saturday to using a knife to cut holes in his shirt to look like a bullet hole, but investigators say the rips were too big for an entry wound. And finally, detectives said Reynoso sounded too normal in that 911 call. They expected to hear more adrenaline in his voice.
There was no sniper, no shots fired, and no gunshot injury sustained to his shoulder.
Okay, let's stop there. And again, early reports was he had a little cut on him. But even that wasn't true. Now here's the key. This happened a long time ago, over a week ago. They knew immediately it was fake. Oh, where's the bullet hole? Where's the witnesses? But everyone played along with it, saying, see, there's snipers now, and we need to take your guns and all the rest of it. And so that just shows how they always believe right away all this. That's why I questioned Sandy Hook. Because I saw them lie to get us into the first Iraq war, saying they were killing hundreds of babies in incubators. It turned out it was totally fake. And so the public questions things. I question things. We have a right. Look at Jussie Smollett. Look at any of this stuff. But they don't want you to have the capability or the ability to ask questions. They want to shut that down. They want to end the First Amendment, and that is insanely dangerous. Okay, there's a ton of other news that I'm not going to mention now that I'm going to hit in the first 30 minutes of the next hour. Then we have a special guest, Count Dankula, who was arrested for a Hitler dog joke. Wait till you hear about all the other arrests. A man put on the side of his house, Islam is questionable. He's been arrested. A woman that's a vegan said halal butchering of animals is inhumane. And she's been kicked out of college. This is just the latest. Thousands of arrests a year for saying that Islam is violent, or exposing that they're running racially focused rape gangs against British girls and others. It's all coming up. Hour number two is only minutes away, and the only way we crush the globalists is when you spread the live links and spread the word. Your word of mouth is key, and it is unstoppable.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS, and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.